Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Every time I bring this up, Lee, I get a just ton of response in the text line with moms and some dads saying, oh my gosh, my sons are saying the same thing. The girls in their generation are nuts. No, seriously, if you want an earful, ask a male who's 15, 17, 22 about the women in his generation. And then sit down and listen. And what has happened here, and this is the strangest thing, because this has never happened before, is that girls were raised in a different country than the boys were. Completely different cultures. Why? The girls are on TikTok. The boys are on Roblox. So the boys are socializing together, not in each other's like bedrooms anymore, living rooms, although sometimes, but because they play video games over the internet for hours. They are in their own forums. So they are missing the Marxist indoctrination by the Chinese Communist Party on TikTok, which we've documented exhaustively here. Forbes did an amazing investigative piece on it. How literally the news channels on TikTok that provide the news are registered foreign agents with the federal government, as they are required by law to be, because they are the very same propaganda wing of the Communist Party. And what they do basically all day is turn out pro-Democrat, pro-Marxist videos that your daughters then brand into their minds. And you wonder, where is this coming from? Is it school? No, it's not school, although that may be part of it. No, this is the girls on TikTok. And we're seeing this with this new Gallup poll. Listen to this. Young women, there's a good side of this story too that's coming, so hang on for that. Young women are more woke, more liberal, and more politically shrill than at any point in polling history. Let that sink in. Let that sink in. Over the past few years, about 4 in 10 young women between the ages of 18 and 29 described their political views as liberal. That's compared with 2 decades ago during Barack Obama's time when it was 3 in 10. But it's not just that they lean left in larger numbers, with more of them identifying as liberal. It's the hardline progressive Marxism that's now part of their core identities as human beings. Folks, this is coming directly from the Chinese Communist Party on TikTok. For many young women, their liberal identity, Gallup writes, is not just a new label. The share of young women who hold liberal views on the environment, abortion, race relations, gun laws, also jumped by double digits. So it's gone from 30% to 40%. But they're not just identifying Lee as liberal because they like the term or they're more comfortable with the term. They actually have become far more liberal in their actual viewpoints on each of these things. Young women began to diverge ideologically from other groups, including men 18 to 29, women over age 30, and men over age 30. When? During the end of Barack Obama's presidency. Why? Because that's launched social media right there. And this really accelerated 2017, 2018, 2019. Why? They're all on TikTok. And the boys are not. The only boys that are on TikTok are boys who identify as girls, which reinforces all of that. Okay, so you've got that going. This is some bonker stuff I'm about to tell you. Okay, that's the first thing, Lee, okay? Now listen to this. Barack Obama got 95% of the black vote, right? Mm-hmm. Joe Biden got 87% of the black vote. Basically, the Democrat needs to pull at least 85% of the black vote or they're going to be in trouble. Mm-hmm. Unless they just like print a lot of fake ballots or something. So
like that's going to happen.
Yeah, that would never happen. So yeah, I know you're right. No, that wouldn't. So anyway, black voters are just as excited to vote this year as they were in 2008, right? And that's been the headline finding of this NAACP poll. So this is what the liberal media say. They're so excited. Okay, but are they voting for Kamala? No, not necessarily. Mm. Not necessarily. And these are some shocking numbers. Just 49% of black males under the age of 50 plan to vote for Kamala, not a majority. So that's a generational problem for the Democrats. Mm-hmm. That is a massive problem. 26% of them plan to vote for Trump, which is kind of nuts because in 2020, Trump got 20% of the black male vote. Mm-hmm. He's improved that. And this appears to be kind of a generational thing with them. These numbers are absolutely abysmal for her. Overall, showing her, Lee, right now, Kamala winning. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
63% of the black vote, definitively.
That's not going to work.
That's not going to work.
The numbers just don't add up.
Now, if you're new to politics, you're like, but wait, that's a big win. No, not for Democrats. It's not. Again, you've got to carry 85%. 63 ain't cutting it. And again, including only 49% of black men under 50, this is the first time in polling ever we have seen a Democrat only carrying a minority. In other words, less than 50% of a black voting bloc. That's never happened. And what's more remarkable is she identifies as black.
I think it'll be real interesting to find out whether or not this is about Kamala the candidate or this is about the Democrat party. And of course, I guess the way we'll tell is if you see, and I guess that it'll have to be done through, they're voting for Trump for president, but vote Democrat for Senator House.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, if you see a difference there, then it's the candidate. It's Kamala Harris. If you see a close correlation there, then it's the party. I'm hoping it's the party.
Now, listen to this question. When asked if they would cast votes, like how they would, what the vote cast is for right now. So that was a separate question, right? 51% of black voters said they would cast ballots for Harris. 27% said the same of President Trump. That's a disaster mm-hmm. for the Democrats yeah. right there. That's overall. Now, that's the cast ballots right now. They had a different answer in the cast ballots, you know, coming up in the fall. 79% of black women over the age of 50 said they'd vote for Harris. That's bad, too. She should be pulling at least 85% of that. And she still wouldn't match what Biden, a white guy, did.
Yeah.
What is going on here? I have this theory about this, okay? And you tell me what you think. I started the Morning, it was clear Hillary had lost. I came out, and you saw what happened with men. I came out and said, the drumbeat from the Democrats of we hate men, we hate men, we hate men, toxic, 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 patriarchy, patriarchy, was going to do them in. And 51% of white males under the age of 29 voted for Hillary. Do you know what it is today in the polling for Kamala? 39.
Okay.
39. And this is the 18 to 29s. They're supposed to vote Democrat. They count on it. Have you noticed there isn't this huge voter drive push right now by the Democrats? They have been heavily registering voters, you know, starting in 2020, but you're not hearing about it like you normally would. You know, it's always everywhere. Oh, you got to vote. Rock the vote. Go vote. They're not. They're not registering people. Why? My theory is they're seeing this and they don't want to register new voters. But you know what I think is happening here? I think the girls are on TikTok. The boys are not. And I think men are starting to get really tired of being told they suck for being born with male genitalia. And I think the Democrats thought black men would identify as black, but not men. And so this message of we hate men would bounce off them. And it's not bouncing off them. I think they're getting it. They're going, okay, cool. And I'll just, you know, go do all this. Woman texted me earlier. She said, my son is black. He's 20. And she said, all of his friends are either voting for Trump or they're not voting.
Wow.
Which is this other problem that they have.
Mm-hmm.
When you add up who is voting, it's 49. Okay, under 50. 49% of black males voting for Kamala. Lowest. That's the lowest ever. 26% for Trump. And the rest, listen to this, are not decided. We've never seen that in my political lifetime. Again, Barack Obama carried 95%. You say, well, that was Barack Obama. He was black. So she allegedly.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I'm not going there. Just
no, I just,
yeah, she identified as Indian when she ran in California. Now she identifies as black. Okay, so, well, I don't care. But the polling is interesting. And as part of this trend I keep talking about, is men are going to have a hard time finding wives.
Well,
my daughter always gets excited about this. She's like, man, I'm going to have a pick of the crop. And I'm like, you are, though. I mean, because she's, you know, she's pretty conservative. She's, you know, very pro-gun and all of that. And I'm like, wow. But my boys, I worry about them. I really do.
Yeah.
We keep having this conversation. Mom, where will I meet a girl? The ones in my classes are crazy. Church.
Well, yeah.
Church. Church. I don't know. Women's night at the firing range.
There you there's a good suggestion.
Yeah. Those are always popular. I don't know beyond that. But this generation is seriously going to be culturally divided in a way they never have before. Because, you know, before, like, you know, Carvel could marry Mary Matlin, you know, and you can get along. You could have a spouse with a different political view. It's hard today.
Yeah. It's almost impossible.
And I mean, with 40% of women at a radical Marxist level of liberalism, like fully committed, that's...
Well, when you have party leadership telling you that the existence of another viewpoint is an existential threat.
Yeah. And then you've got this other thing that, you know, again, I keep seeing in my house. We went to see Am I Racist by Matt Walsh over the weekend.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, and I wouldn't have been there, but my oldest son was like, are we going? Come on, it's Save Your Weekend. He's so into Matt Walsh. That generation of boys who feel so alienated are turning to these men as their role models.
I believe they said that wound up being the number 4 movie over the weekend.
Yeah, it was good. I thought he did a really good job with it, which is why the left was trying to get it thrown out of theaters.
Well, of course,
over the weekend.
Of course, that's what you do.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
An existential threat, Tara.
Right. To their voter, well, never mind. Turnout, maybe.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here's Representative Greg Stube yesterday on how the FBI, the DOJ, and the Secret Service are stonewalling Congress, won't answer even the most simple questions about Butler. And now we're on to the second assassination.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of questions that Congress has asked, and I don't think the task force has even been given answers on the last shooting that happened in Butler, Pennsylvania. The names of every single Secret Service agent that was on the ground that day. What is very interesting is the Trump team has repeatedly asked Secretary Mayorkas for more Secret Service agents to protect President Trump and had been refused until the Butler shooting multiple different times. Why is that? Why does the Secretary of Homeland Security not want to provide security to the former president, the leading nominee for the Republican presidential race here in November? Why doesn't he want to give them the assets that his own team is requesting? It's hard not to believe that this isn't an effort to give him lower levels of security. The Palm Beach sheriff even said that had he been the president, they would have had that entire golf course shut down. So why are we not treating him?
Literally, most of what we know about the shooting is from whistleblowers because the FBI goes in, locks this thing down. Same with the Secret Service. Now they're down in Florida asserting that this is their investigation and Florida should shut up and get out of the way. What? So they could bury this one? So Congress will have to find out from whistleblowers what happened? When even the sheriff in charge here says, hey, this may be bigger, part of a bigger conspiracy. We have to investigate to find out. And the FBI is like, no, you can't. Well, what does that mean? They're going to bury it. Remarkable press conference going on right now. Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, arguing this is Florida's jurisdiction. They are going to investigate this. And the FBI and the Secret Service, this is the crazy part, because you've never heard this in America before. Can't be trusted to do it. Take a listen.
Signing the case involving the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump to the office of statewide prosecutor under the supervision of Attorney General Ashley Moody. The suspect, Ryan Routh, is believed to have committed state law violations across multiple judicial circuits in the state. Palm Beach Judicial Circuit, the Judicial Circuit including Martin County, as well as perhaps the judicial circuit represented by Broward County. Also, the state of Florida has jurisdiction over the most serious, straightforward offense, which is attempted murder. I've directed state agencies to move expeditiously and to provide full transparency to the public. In my judgment, it's not in the best interest of our state or our nation to have the same federal agencies that are seeking to prosecute Donald Trump leading this investigation, especially when the most serious, straightforward offense constitutes a violation of state law, but not federal law. In addition to holding the suspect accountable, the public deserves to know the truth about how this assassination came to be. And I've directed all state agencies.
This is remarkable what's happening right now. The FBI is so untrusted, so profoundly and obviously crooked, that the state of Florida is asserting they cannot be trusted to investigate the attempted assassination of an American president. Think about that. Just let that sit for a minute. We've never been here before in American history. You are watching history. Ron DeSantis said, look, these are the same people trying to put Trump in prison. These are the same people, and he didn't say this, who lied to the FISA court, who painted him as a Russian stooge. The same people who lied about the Hunter Biden laptop. The same people, the 51. No, it's Russian. It's a Russian hoax. No, it wasn't. It was crimes by the Bidens documented on that laptop. And what he's saying is you can't trust these people to investigate the assassination of Donald Trump, but you could trust us. And there's a brawl going on over this, where the feds rushed in to charge him so they could say, yep, our investigation, we don't have to tell you anything ever, ha-ha. And Florida insisting, no, we will investigate. We can't trust you to do it. I mean, wow. I mean, think about it. This didn't happen in Pennsylvania. Why? Because Pennsylvania's got a Democrat governor. So, of course, it's a post-constitutional, post-American blue territory for the purpose of investigation. DeSantis is right. You cannot trust the FBI to investigate this. You can't. All they do is lie. Hide and obfuscate. If they go in there and they seize all the evidence, we may never see it again. Just like in Butler. And there's more. Wait till you hear what the Attorney General of Florida just said. Coming up. Well, Ron DeSantis just did a press conference questioning whether the federal government can even be trusted to investigate the second attempted assassination of Donald Trump. Folks, when you have a Department of Homeland Security that regularly does threat assessments directed at half the country, describes us as potential terrorists, voters for Donald Trump, how do you trust them? When you have a party in charge that describes Trump is an existential threat to democracy that should be, quote, eliminated, unquote. And then the Secret Service keeps doing things that would lead to that elimination. We can trust them when they've already demonstrated we cannot trust them to investigate Butler. Almost all the information that we were given has come from whistleblowers, and a lot of what we were told ended up being a lie. Not once, but twice now. The UK Daily Mail has debunked the FBI's official timeline because it was a lie. And now they're asserting they and they alone have the right to investigate the assassination attempt in Florida. Why? So all the evidence disappears? And I'm so glad Ron DeSantis is holding this press conference today. He just finished the press conference. Here's the Attorney General Ashley Moody. And she flat out says it. I want to investigate this because we can't trust our federal government to do it. Have you ever seen the likes of this? I don't, maybe it's just me. I'm gobsmacked by it. That we live in a country where our federal government is so corrupt that we suspect they may be implicated in crimes and we cannot trust them to investigate crimes, including the crime of the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. Before I play Ashley Moody, really quick, I want to remind you of something. This hasn't gotten widespread coverage. Judicial Watch, which is a conservative legal foundation, Judicial Watch has had to sue the FBI in a FOIA for all records of their involvement with the Butler rally. Wait, what? They were involved with the Butler rally? Seems like nobody from the Secret Service gave a damn about it. They did. They were part of the pre-planning. So Judicial Watch asked, well, okay, we want all emails. We want all, you know, all texts. We want any maps, any Google Slides, any communication between the FBI, Secret Service, and the planning the Butler rally, and any local cops. This should be ABC 123 stuff, right? They refused to turn it over, which means it exists. In other words, they didn't say we can't give it to you because we weren't involved in the planning. They were, and they're refusing to turn it over. Wait, the FBI was involved in the planning of the Butler rally? It was a freaking disaster. It was almost homicidal. What were they doing involved in the planning of the Butler rally? Who's investigating again? The FBI! See the problem there? And that's why Florida is like, no, this can't take place. Here's Ashley Moody in today's epic rant. She is the Attorney General of the state of Florida, and she's saying we need to investigate this. We and what they're trying to do is keep the FBI from locking down the evidence so that it disappears like it has in Butler. Here's Ashley Moody on why we cannot trust the federal government to investigate this.
But the folks need to remember that the person overseeing DOJ and FBI, the investigating agency, is the President of the United States, Biden, and Kamala Harris. And I think the country needs right now an understanding, a belief, a trust that this is going to be looked at closely and that those that are leading it will provide accountability and transparency to the people. We are a government of the people, after all. And President Biden, look, this is the same man that days before the first assassination attempt said that Trump needed to be put in a bullseye. And then a mere 39 days after that first attempt, he stood up at the DNC conference and said the threat is still very much alive. And then 25 days later, we saw a second attempt. Now, that is the man overseeing the investigating agency, the FBI, and the DOJ, which would be the prosecutors. And again, remember, these are the same prosecutors, the same jurisdiction that is trying to put Trump away for the rest of his life. In that same jurisdiction. So for the good of the country, it's important that folks know that Florida is going to look at Florida charges. We're going to look at the evidence because, of course, this is a Floridian. Donald Trump is a Floridian, and there was an assassination attempt on his life in Florida. So at best, you're seeing from this government and President Biden weak, ineffectual, inept leadership. Of course, when he was asked about this, how this could happen again, his response is, I don't know, Secret Service needs more resources. Congress should give it to them. That's not leadership. In Florida, we demonstrate leadership. You take charge, you focus, you tell the people what they need to know. They need to know their government is working on their behalf. And at worst, this is an administration who has said some terrible things in terms of this president and its safety, and we're seeing the results of that. And so Florida will do its job like we always do, and I applaud Governor DeSantis and other leaders here, investigatory and otherwise, for stepping up and assuring the American people.
So many important points that you just mentioned.
Wow. That's Ashley Moody, Attorney General of the state of Florida. And there was a lot more actually to that. I only played part of it, where she's saying, look, they already moved really fast to get those first charges in so they could lock up the evidence so we couldn't get our hands on it. This is incredible. This is incredible. Meanwhile, while Joe and Kamala continue to fly Venezuelans by the plane load into America, more than a million have come. Did you know that? And the problem with that is that if you're from Venezuela, we do not know who you are. We have no relationship with that government. We cannot vet you. Normally, vetting would mean calling up the government. Hey, we got this guy here. Is he? Oh, wow. He escaped from prison in Venezuela. Okay, so we're going to not want to let him in the country. We can't vet them. And when the country has said, we're going to unload our prisons and send the people to you, we're going to send you our worst criminals, they put them on a plane. We don't know who they are. We can't check, even if we want to, which they don't. A million of them. And now, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has had to designate Tren de Aragua as a foreign terrorist organization. And did a press conference yesterday, saying that Tren de Aragua is an extreme version of the heinous MS-13 gang. They're actually a conglomeration of multiple cartels. I'm going to do a podcast on this week. Maybe I'll do it today. I don't know. I'll see if I'm in the mood in a few minutes. Otherwise, I'll do something else. Trend Day or Rug, do you know they're taking apartment complexes all over the place, including in Texas. Apartment complexes. And it's the same pattern state after state. They're doing it in Chicago, too. They're also doing it across the state of Colorado. Anybody have an idea why they want apartment complexes? Like, they're taking territory. I predicted that. They're conquering it. I predicted that. They're defending it. I predicted that. Why do they want apartment complexes? What's their main line of business? Sex slavery. They call it human trafficking. But it's not quite done the way it is here. See, like here, women get into drugs. They get desperate. They sell their bodies. Down in Venezuela, Mexico, Guatemala, it's not really a choice. They come by your house, take your daughter and bring her up to America. And they don't necessarily ask your permission. UK Daily Mail went to Aurora because the US media can't be bothered. And they were shocked by the ages of the female prostitutes they're bringing in. This is what these houses are for. Not houses. These are what these apartment complexes are for. And we may, if we keep pulling this thread, I bet you we will find the 89,000 missing children that the New York Times said, many of whom have not only disappeared from the federal government's custody, they believe they're being sex trafficked. I have a feeling we're going to find them. The deeper we dig into Trend Day or Ragua. Some days it's hard to see the backlash, but it's there. And there are a lot of places we're winning right now that we weren't a year ago or 2 years ago. This is right the second, the number one story in this country, according to the Topic Pulse, which measures hits, likes, clicks, and shares. Which means the left's figuring out it's going on. Headline, major companies abandon an LGBTQ plus rights report card after facing anti-diversity backlash. And what is happening is dozens and dozens of companies, many of them big companies, are dropping the human rights scorecard. Now, the media is covering this. They're making it sound like, oh my gosh, they're reinstituting some kind of horrible oppression against gay and lesbian employees. That's not what's happening. The media is going to lie about this. What's happening is there's this guy named Roddy Starbuck on X. And he's been pointing out what these companies have signed on to with the Human Rights Campaign. Human Rights Campaign is run by Barack Obama's deputy campaign manager. And whoa, boy. It mandates percentages of gay and lesbian employees in management. It mandates percentage of gay and lesbians shown in ads. For the entertainment industry, it's for, you know, entertainment, for videos, for television, for things like that. It also mandates promotions, percentages of promotions, and that you open up with full disclosure all of your hiring and firing practices to the Human Rights Campaign so they can come in literally to your HR department and verify that a percentage of gay and lesbian people are being hired, promoted and retained according to their wishes, or it lowers your score. Anything less than 100% and the big hedge funds won't invest in you, no matter how good you are. It's been a problem. But what is most interesting here is the solution. Roddy Starbuck, one guy with an X account, is exposing these companies. And after the Dylan Mulvaney debacle with Budweiser, these companies are afraid. Why did the Dylan Mulvaney debacle happen? He started trending on X, where there's free speech. There'd been all these companies who'd done all kinds of things like hire Dylan Mulvaney, but nobody had ever been held accountable for it before because they didn't know. People didn't know. It was censored. What does this show? The solution to all our problems is free speech. That's why the left is in such a hurry to tamp down on it. Now, listen to those who just recently have dropped the Human Rights Campaign. It doesn't mean that they're going to discriminate. It just means they're not going to answer to Obama anymore. Ford, Harley Davidson, Lowe's no longer participate in the Corporate Equality Index. And that was just in the last couple of weeks. Anyway, this is the number one story in the country. And what is it? A total victory for free speech. Total victory for free speech and good news.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.